السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, it is only the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is His kindness, His mercy that we have once again gathered for the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Repeatedly I have mentioned this, that it is only the fazl of Allah ta'ala. Without His fazl, nobody can really do anything. If we, when we make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala over some ni'mat, then that shukr also is the tawfiq of Allah ta'ala that we made shukr. So imagine now we have to have another shukr for that shukr. Because if He didn't give that tawfiq, we would not have been able to make shukr. So Allah ta'ala's ni'mats are unlimited. Every ni'mat of His, every bounty of His requires unlimited shukr. We could not have come here without our legs, without our hands, without our feet, without our eyes. And if we didn't have hands, we didn't have feet, we didn't have eyes, then just imagine to get to the masjid, what a difficult thing it would have been. How much of assistance we would have required just to get to the masjid if only we didn't have sight. If a person's heart, liver, lung, everything is functioning, he's got strength in his body, he's got hands, he's got feet, his hearing is good, but just that he doesn't have sight. I imagine the amount of assistance it requires just to get to the masjid or any other activity. So how much of ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it is His tawfiq, His ihsan. There are millions of people at this very moment in time in different parts of the world who are in those places which invite the wrath of Allah ta'ala. Some are indulging in zina, some are in the cinema, some are in the theatres, some in the casino, some in the discos, some dancing on the streets, and some in other places of sin and vice. Now of all of them, Allah Ta'ala gives some people the hidayat and tawfiq to engage in His zikr. So it's a great ni'mat. One female slave woman in those days when slavery was in vogue, but you used to get some very pious slaves also. Those who were in bondage, some of them were male or female, were very pious. So this person purchased one of those female slave. She did whatever work had to be done. And after that, she asked him anything else to be done. He said, no, you can go and have a rest now. So he went to rest, the master, and she also went. But early part of the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, when he got up, he sees that she's on the musalla. And she's in tahajjud. And afterwards now he stayed behind her and listening what dua she is making. So in the dua she is saying, Ya Allah, that love which you have for me, on the basis of that love, on the strength of that love which you have for me, I ask you to fulfill this need of mine, that need of mine, whatever she was begging of. So this person, when he heard that, he immediately interrupted and he said that you are making a dua which is against etiquette. You should say, Ya Allah, the love which I have for you, on the strength of that I ask you. How do you know Allah Ta'ala has that love for you? How can you say on the strength of that love of Allah which you have for me? So she replied, well, what a beautiful reply. She said, if that Allah did not have love for me, then I would not have been on the musalla here begging of Him whilst you were enjoying peaceful sleep the whole night. If he didn't have that love for me, would he have given me that tawfiq? So it is the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala that we come. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali, if I'm not mistaken, yes, it was Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned, there are many incidents about him reading the Quran Sharif whole night. He read the whole Quran Sharif in 2 rakats of namaz. There are many incidents of that nature. But on one occasion he says it took me 16 days to travel to Makkah Sharif. From Madina Sharif to Makkah Sharif, it took me 16 days on camel. We used to stop on the way, rest, relax and travel. In those days they did not have this kind of transport. In the blink of an eye, you are in the other part of the world. You can have breakfast here, lunch in Nairobi and supper in Madina Sharif. It wasn't like that. So he said it took us 16 days. He says, with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the 16 days I completed on the camel back 16 Quran Sharif. Whilst traveling. 16 days, 16 Quran Sharif. In the Hajj Fazail Kitab, you get the incident of that person making 70 tawafs at the age of 70, making 70 tawafs every day. At the age of 70, making 70 tawafs. Now in that 70 tawafs, you have to go around the Kaaba Sharif 7 times for each complete tawaf. So the 7 rounds will be 490 times. At the age of 70, 490 times is going around the Kaaba Sharif. And then you have to make 2 rakat salat, wajib salat after tawaf. So imagine now another 140 rakats of namaz. Now the person at the age of 70, if he is doing that, then which force was there that was making him do it? Which compulsion was there? Which hukam of Allah Ta'ala was there that you have to do this? What was it? This is what I'm trying to get across. What was it? Why were they doing all these things? Of course, we don't recommend in these days that we should try and emulate those people. If we make our farz properly, wajib, sunnat, a few nafils and a few tawafs, and stay away from haram in those mubarak places, then we'll be wali of Allah Ta'ala. Because I mentioned in one of the Hajj talks, I think, that first shaitan and nafs will say that go and sit in the first saf and look at the Kaaba Sharif. Why? Because when you look at the Kaaba Sharif, then according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's 120 rahmat descends there full time. Of that, 60 is for those people who are making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, 40 for those people who are reading salah there, and 20 for those people who are just watching the Kaaba Sharif. And then also there are so many other virtues of just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. It is better than Nafil Ibadat. So, now it will take you right in the first saf. Now when you go to the first saf, what a beautiful way of taking a person to the first saf. Look at the targheeb that he gives, encouragement. Now this person is convinced that he's a young person, he's not married, or even if he's married but he hasn't made his tarbiyah and tazkiyah, so now he goes there on the strength of this virtue. But first he'll look at the Kaaba Sharif. Now how long is he going to keep his head like that? So for a few minutes he will look at the Kaaba Sharif and say, Mashallah, that 20 rahmat I'm getting. After that his head will come a little lower, now he'll be focused on those women that will be walking there. So we have to be so sharp. Nafs and shaitan are very shrewd. So nevertheless, that's what I was saying, is that now what was it that was making them make all this? Tawafs and nafil ibadat and everything. It was that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Create that muhabbat, and that muhabbat will come from the hearts of those who have got muhabbat. We will never get it from anywhere else. As Shaykh says, that his Shaykh used to say, kabab milta hai kabab walo se, mithai milti hai mithai walo se, kapda milta hai kapde walo se, aur Allah milta hai Allah walo se. The person must have Allah Ta'ala so that we get Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. ND 65718, please remove your car immediately. 65718 Mercedes. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the taking of His name is a great ni'mat. Taking of Allah Ta'ala's name is a great ni'mat. It brings the person closer and closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when this love will increase, after that everything will become easy. Therefore I have repeatedly said that Islam is definitely not just namaz, just roza, just zikr, just tilawat. It's all things. But to get there you have to have the first steps. We say the first steps of this and first step of that and first step of that. So this is the first step to create that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts, or the khawf and khashiyat in our hearts, so that we get the strength to then bring all other actions in our lives. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very loving, is very merciful, is very forgiving. So this tawfiq that He gives, Hazrat Sayyid ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala, when Hajjaj bin Yusuf was going to martyr him, Hajjaj bin Yusuf was a zalim governor, took off the necks of I don't know how many. So he said, do you have any last wish? He said, yes, I have a last wish. So what's your last wish? He said, my last wish is that I must be allowed to make 2 rakats of namaz. So he said, yes, no problem, that last wish of yours, is you can have it fulfilled, make your 2 rakats of namaz. So as a Sayyid, we used to normally make namaz with great sukoon and calm and ease, and it was a namaz with great commitment and sincerity and devotion. But this 2 rakat namaz he made very quickly. He made the 2 rakats very quickly. And then he told Hajjaj, he says that you must not think. He says, I wanted to make salat 2 rakats, it's the last salat of my life. So I wanted to take my time and make the salat. But you will get the idea that he is afraid of death, of shahadat. Therefore he is taking his time. So I made this salat quickly, so that now you can tell him to take my neck off. Now look at, what was it? Why did he want to get so quickly to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? If the person didn't have that love and that muhabbat. So love and muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the something that we have to develop, we have to create. That every minute of our life, wherever we are, whether we are in the shop, in the marketplace, in the school, in the college, in the bazaars, at the airports, in the aeroplanes, at the stations, wherever we are, in our homes when there's nobody there, or in a hotel room when there's nobody else watching, and the television is there and the videos are there, at that time the person says that my Allah is with me. Huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Now when that will come in, then this person will slowly get rid of his sins, and Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love will come in, and then see his life after that. How much of sukoon and peace and contentment Allah Ta'ala will give in all conditions. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. One friend of mine mentioned yesterday, Maulana, please tomorrow read Hawa wa Hirs wala dil badal. So I said, why should I not, if Allah Ta'ala gives me life until tomorrow, then I will read it, because it is indeed something that touches hearts. And we want that. We want a change of heart. People are going for a change of physical heart condition, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we also want a spiritual change. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे ओ अल्लाह दिस हार्ट विच इज फिल्ड विद ईवल पैशंस एंड डिजायर्स इफ द डिजायर्स आर गुड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह इफ इट इज हलाल इट इज परमिसेबल नोबडी स्टॉप्स द पर्सन बट दिस heart which is filled with evil passions and desires and I am going ahead with the fulfillment of those passions and desires. The moment it comes into my heart, look at this haram, I am ready to look. Comes into the heart, steal, ready to steal. Comes in the heart, go to the disco, rave, theater, cinema, watch this haram, watch that haram, I am ready. Anything that is haram, it gives me pleasure, it gives me enjoyment. Oh Allah, this heart change it. And that greed which is in there, greed for more and more, irrespective of which area it comes from or which direction it comes from, whether it is halal or haram, sab kuch andar, lekin hai phir bhi mast kalandar. So, oh Allah, change that heart and then we will get enjoyment. All this is for the sake of the enjoyment of that heart which we are in search of. And we are searching for it in all the wrong places, therefore we are not finding that enjoyment. The person just doesn't find sukoon, irrespective of how much of evil and haram entertainment he has. When he returns home, ask him after that, now how much of sukoon did you get? Now his night is restless. Why? Because he saw so many things, now it is in his head, in his mind. And that is why after that you get so many rape cases and murder cases and suicide cases and all kinds of cases, because the person's heart and mind is filled with so much of filth that he has seen and he has heard. Put a few friends on. So he's saying, oh Allah, change this heart. Hawa wa hirsa wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein duba dil badal de. This heart of mine which is sinking or which is immersed, which is deep down in negligence, in indifference, is drowning in sins. Ya Allah, change that heart. Replace it with a heart that has got contentment, that has got peace, satisfaction. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya badal de dil ki duniya badal de khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun Badal de mera rasta dil badal de mera rasta dil badal de Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de It's a dua, who knows which moment is of acceptance. And when we are saying that, oh Allah, badal de, Allah Ta'ala says, badal diya, then see what happens. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba badal de dil ki duniya badal de khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de For the sake of my young friends, I repeat the translation. Gunegari mein kab tak umr kaatun, O Allah, how long am I going to remain a sinful one on the surface of this earth? How long is my life going to pass in indulgence, in sins and vices and evil? What is it bringing to me? What is the end result of that? After 50 years of zina, what has the person accumulated? After 50 years of watching porn, what have we really accumulated in our hearts? After 50 years of listening to music, what have we gained? What have we got to show that we gained, that there's our asset now, 50 years of asset. accumulated asset. And yet, if not 50 years, if just for a few months or a few years the person has taken the name of Allah Ta'ala, he's done some good deeds, good actions, then it is accumulating, all the time it's accumulating, until that sweetness becomes so much, as I mentioned, Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullah Alayh, that when the child, when through a stone, it got his chin, and when the blood was falling on the ground, then with every drop of blood on the ground was Allah. Allah. Every time the blood drop fell, it was Allah. Now that is what we're talking about, accumulated. So do we want this or do we want that? And then disaster in this life too and in the akhirat too, when the person is going in the direction of sins. So therefore he says, Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh Allah, change the condition of my heart so that this direction also changes. At present I'm going, running headlong towards the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, change the direction. Put me onto the right route. Put me onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim.
Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de.
In the beating of my heart, O Allah, I hear your name. In the thumping of my heart, we say that the person's heart is thumping and it's beating with the love of this person and that person. Oh Allah, my heart, when I hear the beat of my heart, with every beat I hear Allah, Allah. Maza ajaye maula dil. Allah is so sweet, Allah is so beautiful. So when the person will get that sweetness, then he will hear it. For that you need a little bit of seclusion. At home, late at night, before bed, seclude yourself for a few minutes and then think that everything has moved away. There's no building there, there's nothing, no heavens, no earth, nothing. It's just you and Allah. And from the top now that Noor and Tajalli is coming down. Then see how, what enjoyment the person gets. Where are we looking for enjoyment in films, in music and in all kinds of haram entertainment? Even if we drink the whole waters of the ocean, it's not going to quench our thirst. Ask those young people who spent their lifetime in raves and all kinds of haram. What satisfaction did it give them? And then ask them after they came out and gave it up for a little while, what difference it made. So therefore he says that, O Allah, Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein. In every beat of my heart I hear your name. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal. It must not be like a burden, oh I'm taking your name, oh Allah. I enjoy it. There's enjoyment, there's pleasure. We're all looking for enjoyment and pleasure. But shaitan and nafs wants to keep us far away from true enjoyment and true pleasure. Because the day the person gets true enjoyment, then he's not going to go back to that which was bitter, but he didn't recognize and realize it was bitter. If a person is sucking a sour mango, very sour, and now you tell him, give me that sour mango, give me that mango, it is sour. He'll say, no, it's not sour. It seems like you want to snatch it away from me. But if you give the person a sweet mango, then you don't have to give a whole speech with regards to the sour one. He's going to throw it away. But we haven't got that sweetness. How are we going to give it to others? This is my question. that people are not getting that sweetness because we haven't got it. In our homes, can we call ourselves role models? Which person today can stand up from the mimbar and say that, brothers, I am a role model in all departments of life? I'm talking about the majority of people. Can they say they are role models? Which father today, how many fathers can stand up at home and say that, I am a role model, follow me? I mentioned in one bayan that if we have to say that, if that father has to say, I'm a role model, then people will end up in the cinemas, theatres, discos, rape, haram, illicit love relationships, because he's a role model now, we're following him, the children are following this role model. Fajr time they'll sleep, namazes will be neglected, and then there's a role model, so they're going to follow him in the business, so he'll teach them all the tricks of the trade, how to loot and cheat and commit fraud, like that building, that person built of that huge building. So one Buzruk saw Shaitan in human form crying and weeping and throwing dust over his head. What is the problem? Is in all the tricks of the trade, I taught this man how to steal, how to gamble, how to take interest, and then he put up this building. Now instead of congratulating me, he writes the Haza min Fadli Rabbi, is a fazal of my Rabb. So where was this fazal of Rabb? So this was my fazal that I showed him all the tricks.
Hawa-o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. हटा लूं आंख अपनी मां सिवा से, हटा लूं आंख अपनी मां सिवा से, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे.
I must remove my gaze from everything else and everyone else, O Allah, and it must be focused on you alone. I must recognize you as the creator, recognize you as the Razzaq, the giver of rizq and sustenance. I must recognize you as the one who has created the heavens and the earth and all the treasures. I must not cast my gaze on any person's wealth, on any person's property, on any person's wife, or any person's belongings. I must seek from you, and in a halal way, whatever I get, I must make shukr over it. But I must not look at other people's things and then get hawa and hirs and get this greed and then indulge in all kinds of haram. So he says, Jiyu me teri khatir dil badal de. Allah, my life in this world must be my living, my death, and everything must be for you. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the key to Jannat.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Pada hoon tere dar par dil shikasta, pada hoon tere dar par dil shikasta, rahun kyun dil shikasta dil badal de, rahun kyun dil shikasta dil badal de.
Says, O Allah, I am at your door now. I have placed myself before you. I am broken hearted. I find myself weak. I find myself helpless. But I am at your door, O my Allah. I am in front of you. My forehead is in sajda before you. My hands are raised before him in whose control my destiny is. Then why should I be broken hearted? O Allah, change this condition of mine. Why should I lose hope? Why should I lose hope in your mercy, in your forgiveness, in your kindness, in your generosity? When you are prepared to forgive a person who has committed kufr 99 years of his life, But one La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, when he says it with ikhlas, after that, even if he doesn't make one namaz, one roza, one zakat, one hajj, nothing he did, but if he passes away, oh Allah, you give him jannat, then Ya Allah, why cannot you change my condition? Ask, keep on asking, begging, keep on tapping that door and see how the door is going to open. It will open, it must open. We must show our talab, and Allah Ta'ala is not one who is sleeping, is not watching or does not know. He wants to see what is our inside condition. Are we asking with sincerity? At present our begging and asking is not with sincerity. We don't want to give up that haram. The enjoyment that we are getting in haram when we're making tawbah also, we are making a very weak-hearted tawbah. That, oh Allah, I'm making tawbah, forgive me, but I know there's a lot of enjoyment still in those sins, so I want to continue with that. That's a kind of our tawbah. That's why we don't change. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me and give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of ummah. We are going to keep knocking, Allah Ta'ala will definitely open.
Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja, khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar, tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar, pinjre mein phad phadaye ja.
Keep flapping those wings inside that cage. Somebody would be passing. And he will look at the condition of that bird and say that this bird is restless. He will take pity on that bird and he'll open that lock and open the cage and the bird will fly. Keep tapping at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will open that cage in which shaitan has caged us. And then that soul will fly high. It will soar. Therefore, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that all those creatures, all those birds, and because they are going to be flying high, so therefore when they are born also, they are always looking up. You will find the birds always, they are looking up and they are trying all the time when the wings are growing. They are trying all the time to take off, until finally they do take off. But they are all the time looking high. But those who are going to remain on the ground, the goats, the sheep, the cattle, the animals, so they are always looking down for food, all the time they are looking down. You don't find the cows and they are all the time looking up and trying to take off. Have you seen cows trying to take off? Or camels trying to take off? So that person who is going to be soaring, is going to be flying, then he'll be always looking at Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to raise your head up and walk on the street after that. The head will be down, but the soul will be there. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq of amal and everyone. Put the light off.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 La ilaha illallah.
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko paala kisne. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او میں بلاور اللہ او میں رحیم اللہ او میں کریم اللہ
Oh, my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, loving, generous, tolerant, caring Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, such a large crowd of young people, oh Allah. They could have been in different places. But Ya Allah, hopeful of your mercy and forgiveness, they have gathered. Ya Allah, we are raising our hands before you, hopeful of your mercy and forgiveness. You are seeing, oh Allah, our hands. You are seeing our tears. You are seeing our hearts, which are full of shame. Oh Allah, at this moment our hearts are filled with shame, oh Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Ya Allah, day and night we used your bounties for your disobedience. We used, oh Allah, the great bounty of sight for your disobedience, the great bounty of hearing for your disobedience, the great bounty of speech for your disobedience, our intellect for your disobedience, the strength in our bodies for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, how disobedient we have been, but yet how kind and forgiving and loving and caring you have been. That in spite of our sins, you are giving us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel. Where Allah, we know that our sins are such that if you ordered the earth to split open and swallow us, it would have been justified. If you sent the gale force winds against us, it would have been justified. If you drowned us, oh Allah, it would have been justified. Oh Allah, but you don't love punishing. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, it is our weakness which we are acknowledging. We are confessing before you that indeed we are extremely weak. Therefore we are presenting before you our mountains of sins. So that, oh Allah, you may blow them away like how that dynamite stick blows up huge mountains. Ey mere pyare khuda, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we haven't stretched our hands before human beings. We have stretched it before you. We haven't stretched it before some idol that neither sees us nor hears us, nor can assist and help us. Ya Allah, we are extending them before you, in whose hands all power lies, in whose hands our lives lie, in whose hands our health and wealth lies, in whose hands all treasures lie. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering. Ya Allah, we know that because of our sins, we have lost that position of dignity and honor and respect on which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had left the ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging, we are confessing before you that indeed we are weak and sinful. Oh my beloved Allah, but we have believed in you as a forgiving Allah. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, the sins of our eyes, forgive them. The sins of our ears, forgive them. The sins of our tongues, oh Allah, forgive them. The sins of our hands and feet, heart and mind, forgive them. Ya Allah, we know that when we get forgiveness of sins, then our lives will change. Our hearts will find peace and contentment and satisfaction. Oh my Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Oh Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, we are heading for disaster in our lives. Ya Allah, we are purchasing disaster. Oh my beloved Allah, we are racing and chasing, oh Allah, towards those same sins which brought destruction upon the ummahs of the past. Ya Allah, no more our sins are accidental. Ya Allah, we deliberately commit sins. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-i Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat. Ya Allah, they used to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat. They used to fulfill the rights of yours and the rights of your creation. And then they used to still say that, oh Allah, it's not worthy of presentation before you. Ya Allah, they used to make ibadat and cry. We commit sins and laugh. We commit sins and brag. Oh Allah, we commit sins and advertise. Ya Allah, abare hal par raham farma. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Remove from our hearts malice, greed, pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy. Oh my beloved Allah, what filth we have filled our hearts with. Oh Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Ya Allah, with the noor of fulfilling the rights of parents, children, and your creation. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of all ta'at and ibadat. Ey mere pyare Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, with every beat of our heart, we hear your loving. Allah, in every beat of our heart, we hear your name. Ya Allah, give us such sweetness, O Allah, that we throw sins out of our lives, that we throw filthy things out of our homes. Ya Allah, that we purify our souls, that we purify our homes. Ya Allah, put such love of yours in our hearts. Put such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Put such ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in our hearts. That Ya Allah, we make a taat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, his lifestyle becomes pleasing to us. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in the masjid at present or the madrasa, or they are in the hospitals or at homes. Ya Allah, bless them all with good health. Ya Allah, jahan kahi bhi wo bimar hai, unko shifa-e tama, kamila ata farma. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the entire ummat. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Give us abundant halal risk and sustenance. Don't take us, so don't let us go towards haram. Ya Allah, let there be a barrier between us and haram. Ya Allah, let there be a barrier between us and haram. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty that you bless us with. Ya Allah, we know that we want rahmat. We know that we want your mercy. But oh Allah, how can your mercy descend? When our shoes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our clothes are on interest, when our homes are on interest, when our cars are on interest. Oh my beloved Allah, when everything that we have got is on interest, then how can your mercy and rahmat descend? Give us the tawfiq, O Allah, of making sincere tawbah from this major sin in which the ummah has fallen. Ya Allah, make us get rid from our lives of everything that is haram. Ey mere pyare Allah, give us contentment and satisfaction. Teri marifat naseeb farma. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with yaqeen and trust in you. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Bless them with healthy children. Bless them with pious and righteous children. Children who are obedient to parents and obedient to you. Oh my beloved Allah, make the children coolness of their eyes. Oh my beloved Allah, so many parents are tearing and crying. Children are gone on drinks and gamble and vices and sin. Oh Allah, children kicking their parents. Children bashing and booting their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on Allah. Give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to those children. Hey Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are searching for marriage partners, give them marriage partners who will be an assistance to their deen. Ya Allah, who will be a protection of them against sin. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help them in finding the right partners. Oh my beloved Allah, whoever has got any difficulty or problems, remove them with your mercy and your kindness and your forgiveness. Allah, the ummah at large is suffering. Palestinian Muslims, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy. It is the land of the Anbiya, the land of the Awliya, the land of the Sahaba. Hey, very pyare Allah, have mercy upon them. Hey Allah, protect and safeguard Masjid Aqsa. Hey Allah, Palestine ke Muslimano ki madad farma. Hey Allah, help the Mujahideen and the Ummah of Allah in Bosnia, in Chechnya, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Africa. In all parts of the world, oh Allah, wherever they are being hassled and they are suffering, ya Allah, assist and help them. Ya Allah, establish your deen. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to practice upon deen. How long are we going to go on talking and talking, oh Allah? Ya Allah, how long are we going to be on the surface of this earth indulging in sins and vices and evil? How long are we going to be walking on the surface of the earth as munafiqs and hypocrites? Ay, very Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Become ours and make us yours. Allah, make a decision tonight for each and every one that is listening, oh Allah. Make a decision of khair for every one of us. Allah, change our condition. Make us of your awliya. Make us of your friends. Allah, ہم سب کو اولیاء صدیقین کی نسبت عطا فرما. اے اللہ, جذب سے ہمیں اپنی طرف جذب کر لے, قوت جذب سے ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. Make us yours and become ours, oh Allah. ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین میری. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, سارے عالم کے انسانوں کو ہدایت دے. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, even the enemies of Islam, open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Bless them with hidayat. Ya Allah, but if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of their obstinacy, and they are going to be creating problems for the ummah. Ya Allah, they have made up their minds to bring destruction upon the ummah. Then you shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Let the planes crash in the mountains. Oh Allah, let the ships sink in the oceans. Oh my Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Allah, tu unko barbaad farma jis tarike se Aad aur Samud ko khatam kiya tha. Allah, hamare hal par raham farma le. Allah, all the du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made in his entire life for us, bless us with that goodness, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 shining companions. All the du'as of goodness that he made for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents, wives and children and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when our time of departure comes from this world, O Allah, it is going to come. Whether we like it or not, it is going to come. And we don't know where it is going to come. Then Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery. Don't let the angel of death find us in fornication. So many are getting heart attacks, oh Allah, in adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, protect us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or any haram action or deed. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us with drugs. Don't let the angel of death find us with bottles of wine in our hands. Ay, mere Allah, jab maut ka waqt aaye, to khatima iman par farma. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our souls depart. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Allah, accept our du'as with the accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
whatever we may be, but O Allah, accept our du'as. We are your servants. Where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, جو اجتماع ہونے والا ہے اس کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما, خانقاہ اور مشائخ کی محنت قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.